grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is written in the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel, beginning at the 16th verse. And at the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, as you give him no warning, nor seek to warn the wicked from his wicked way, in order to save his life, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I shall require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you will be saved, you will have saved your life. Again, if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you have not warned him. He shall die for his sin, and his righteous deed which he has done cannot be remembered. But his blood I will require of your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man not to sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you will have saved your life. The day of St. Andrew the First Call forms a sort of bridge between the old and the new church year. Indeed, there seems to have been some confusion as to where to put it in the calendar. In some calendars, the day of St. Andrew is the last festival listed for the church year, as you will find in the fourth part of the Lutheran hymnal. In many other calendars, such as the Lutheran Book of Worship, the day of St. Andrew the First Call is the first festival. But maybe there is some sense even to the confusion. For the remembrance and observance of the day of St. Andrew reminds us of our calling in view of the fact that the Lord who has called us is going to return, and reminds us that in his grace he is giving us a new year in which to proclaim his salvation. The text is the traditional Old Testament reading for the day of St. Andrew. It is indeed one of those hard lessons, but that's what discipleship is also all about. Following the hard lessons of one who said, follow me. Learning to respond as they did by leaving all and following him. It is a lesson that reminds us that you and I share in the calling of the St. Andrew and the St. Ezekiel, if you will, to be watchmen for the Lord. We cannot make so many points on this marvelous text because of the limitations of time, but permit a couple of brief observations. Number one, being a watchman is a calling and not a job. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel and said, Son of man, I have made you a watchman. And I can almost guarantee you, reading the rest of those verses, that Ezekiel would not have volunteered for the job. For all there are some rather strange things said in the job description of this watchman of the Lord. And can one imagine St. Andrew running after the Lord? Well, it's the Lord who called him from his post as a fisherman to be a watchman and a disciple and an apostle. And so it is with you and with me in the holy office of the ministry. It is not, brethren, not a child. If you had such a notion, I hate to burden my colleague that you want to make an appointment with Roland Hoffman as soon as possible. He has news for you. It is not a job. the housewife made dance in her kitchen saying that she spent a whole day of motherhood, but it's going to be an Aliyah tonight. The man would come out of his office on Friday and throw off his tie and say goodbye to that work. Weekends were made for Michelob. And you see, unfortunately, even though we laugh, it's kind of pathetically funny, but unfortunately there are too many in the office of the ministry who view it as a job and not as a holy cause. They want to work 8 to 5 with an hour off, if not to a few martinis, maybe it is a divorce grammar kind of life. Anything that is demanded of them kind of impedes on their holy and precious free time. But St. Andrew left all and followed the Lord, even though at the end of the road, tradition tells us, was an X marked cross. Our calling as watchmen is a calling and not a job. And since it is not a job, you don't like the description. The one who calls gives the description. And granted, what is described here is primarily the function of a law preacher. Because you and I know without effective proclamation of God's law, there can be no sweet proclamation of a gospel of grace. And so the task laid before Ezekiel is to warn the wicked of the consequences of his sin, to warn him that unless he repents, he will surely die, to warn the righteous who has fallen into sin, that unless he repents, he too shall die. In the instruction for visitors of parish pastors in 1528, Martin Luther alludes to Ezekiel 3 in a rather marvelous way. True faith cannot exist where there is not true conviction and true fear and sorrow before God. This is most important in teaching the people. For where there is not conviction and sorrow for sin, there is also no true faith. That's the reason in Psalm 147, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his precious love. God himself says in Ezekiel 3, that if the preacher does not condemn the error and sin of those whom he teaches, God will lay upon the preacher the loss of their soul. That's the verdict God pronounces upon that kind of preacher who comforts the people and says much about faith and the forgiveness of sins, but nothing about penitence or the fear and judgment of God. Jeremiah 2 condemns such preachers. One should not believe those who cry, peace, peace, when God is angry and there is no peace. As watchmen, we need to be effective proclaimers to ourselves and to those entrusted to our care of the condemning nature of sin and the verdict of the law. Such as preparation for the gospel, so that the good news of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ might be applied to the wicked man who forsakes his wickedness, to the righteous man who heeds the warning when he is set up to stumble. And there is a word of caution with that. It is not an option whether you and I preach law and gospel. Unless you have some treasure in the options given in the text. For if you do not warn the wicked and he dies in his sin, the Lord will put his blood on you. And if you do not warn the righteous, he too will die in his sin, and the Lord will lay his blood on you. Now that would be the end of the matter. We would all be well advised to demit from this place as soon as possible. For who is sufficient and capable and qualified for such a ministry, where none of us are, except that we are called. And so with St. Paul, and St. Andrew, and St. Ezekiel, and all the watchmen that God has ever placed over the house of his people, we take comfort in a word of promise. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, or to get anything else coming from us, but our sufficiency is of God, who has qualified us to be able ministers of the new covenant. And in that strength, we can be watchmen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.